God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Yeah, I'm back. Thank you. It looks like all of you are in the mood of Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yes. So thank you for your prayers. It is good to be back home and to be back to my home church. And I want to say thank you for those who pray for me. Thank you for those who preach on my behalf. Thank you for the congregational care team for doing hospital visitation and home visit while I was gone. I have other few announcements here. In the bulletin, you have some bulletins insert, and one is for the winter blood drive, and you can see the time and the date in January. And then the second one is about the worship with us during Christmas Eve. So we put it there as an insert so that, you know, you can have it on your table in case somebody asks. You can share it with your neighbor so that they can come and worship with us in case they are looking for a place to worship on that day. Also, the 2019 church directory is out. Please stop by the reception table and there will be people there to issue it out and you sign your name. And also, please take a moment to record your presence in attendance book and pass it to the person seated next to you. I don't have any other announcement. I would like to welcome the angels, praise bells to come forward.
Let's all stand and sing our praise together.
shepherds wondered. They couldn't hide it, told everyone inside. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on this glorious night. Down on this glorious night, hear the angel singing. Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. The hour has come, sing it out. Glorious, what a glorious night. Glorious, glorious, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come, sing it out. The King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Our souls magnify the Lord. Our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior. God's favor is upon us, and we are surely blessed.
The God of peace is with us.
The Mighty One has done great things for us, and holy is His name.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation.
God's love for us endures forever.
Thank you.
Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all He brings. Christ with healing in His wings. Smile to lace His glory by.
At this time, we want to turn our attention to celebrations and concerns. And I would like to highlight something there, and this is a thank you for responding to our request for fund for the operating budget. We celebrate the gifts that have been given in order to meet our goals, including 100% of our mission share. We still need approximately 20,500 by December 31st. Isn't that a prayer, praise? Amen. Amen. We are down to 20,500. So hopefully we'll get there by December 31st. Thank you so much for helping and donating to the church. And also, we have some prayer concern, and especially remember those grieving families. Some of you have heard that Arlene Benhan went to be with the Lord. So please pray for Bob Benham and his family. Also continue praying for Joyce and Lambert's family. Bruce's funeral service was yesterday. So please pray for those families. And also you can see that Dorothy Rose is not seated here today. She fell down. So please keep her in your prayers. I don't have any other celebration or concern. If something comes to your mind, please bring it before the Lord. So I would like to give you a moment of silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such a time and season like this, where we come together not only to worship you, but to celebrate gracious love and forgiveness that you have given us. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus Christ to be born in this world and to identify himself with humanity. We thank you and we celebrate this season of remembering his coming down. Lord, we want to pray also that you come into our presence today. We pray that you help us to tune our mind to listen to you, to worshiping you. We pray that you prevent any distraction of our focus in our worship this morning. We pray against the spirit of distraction. We pray against the evil one from taking our minds away from you. Lord Jesus, we want to celebrate. We want to thank you for bringing us up to this far, for helping us to open our doors and reach into the community up to this time of the year. Lord, thank you for those who have given to this church. Lord Jesus, we don't want to take this for granted. We know you have been so gracious to us. Lord, as we come to the end of this year, we want to thank you because you have been with us during ups and downs. And we give glory to your name because you have been our strong tower. You have been our protector. You have been our shield. Lord, we want to lift up those who grieving families. Lord, be with them this morning. And we pray that you comfort them with your comforting arms. Lord, we want to remember even those who are facing tough times. Some are in deathbed in the hospital or at home. Lord, we want to pray that you be present with those families. Encourage them and give them hope. Give them peace. Lord, we want to pray also for those who are not feeling well, and we remember especially Dorothy and others. We pray that you bring restoration to them. We pray that you bless the remaining part of this service. Bless our worship. Bless our time. Bless everything that we do here. We pray that it will bring glory and honor to your name. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Please join me in the community prayer. Oh God, we know that you will not take steadfast thoughts from us. And we give you thanks that your Son has to share our joys and sorrows. Through his life, dead and resurrected, we know that you reign eternally in the hearts of his followers and of his kingdom. And please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Let's rise up to continue praising God.
Oh,
is tight. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight, the burden's light. In His hands He holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story?
Our scripture lesson today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. Good news for God's people.
Amen. Thank you, Tim, for reading that scripture. Let's pray over the Word of God. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for this passage of scripture that has been read before each one of us and before you. We pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your Word and the message you have laid in my heart, my Lord, my Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you, why does each one of us have a name? Why do you have a name? What is in the name? What is in the name? A name does more than simply identifying one among many. Often, or usually, a name brings to mind the image of a person, as well as events, hopes, and joys tied to that person. I don't know how many names you all have. For me, I have four. Three of them are official. Well, the first one is Ezekiel. I was given by my parents, and that name means God will strengthen. So it was a prayer and a wish for my parents for God to strengthen me. And for sure, I have seen God strengthening me every time. I feel I'm a better Christian. I feel I'm a better American. I'm a better Kenyan. I'm a better African. I feel I'm a better believer. I'm a better preacher. I feel God is strengthening me every time. I cannot do everything by my own strength. Except the strength from God. And then another name which my parents gave me is Jesilim. And Jesilim means somebody with crooked legs. So when I was growing up, my legs were crooked. And I guess my parents thought I would stay that way. But as I was growing up, my legs became straight. They are not 100% straight. That is the reason why I don't wear a shirt. It's because my legs are kind of crooked. And then the third one is Kimutai. That means I was born in the dawn, you know, almost morning. So Kimutai. And then the fourth one is Koech, which is the name of my father. So when people hear Koech, they know they belong to that Koech family. So that is what my name means, or what brings to mind to people when they hear those names. So in biblical times, people place great importance on a name. It defines their physical features, you know, like crooked legs or long ears. It defines their character and their nature. So, coming to the Bible, the scripture that we read today, what really captured my attention is verse 22 and verse 23, where it talks about a child and will be given a name, Emmanuel. And this is Jesus. So what does Jesus' name imply? It is no accident that our Lord was called by the name Jesus. The name Jesus sums up the things which he came into this world to do. It defines his action. He came to be the divine rescuer, the divine redeemer, the divine savior, who alone can rescue, can save people from the consequences of sins. That is the general description of Jesus' name. So what does Jesus' name imply? First, it is the name above all other names. It is the name above all other names. And Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11 says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So the name of our Savior has power. The name has power over sin. The name has power over sicknesses, over death, over weather, over storms, and more. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And in some fashion, it says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run to it and are safe. How many of you have heard of that song? It says, Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. They are saved on the cross. So, that is true. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It is a powerful name. Even demons fear his name. As we see in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 17, it says this, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. So the name of the Lord is powerful. So it is best to say that the name Jesus tells us of Jesus' purpose in God's plans for salvation of humanity. Amen? Amen. What does Jesus' name imply? Second, Jesus is God with us. In verse 21, it says, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And then in verse 23, it says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So all these took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophets. So this is really shocking. The angel says that Jesus' name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. It means that Jesus is God with us, as he kicked in Mary's stomach, as he wiggled in the manger, even as he was being baptized, as he healed the sick, even as he served the Lord's Supper, and even as he hung on the cross and shouted, my God, why have you forsaken me? So, still God is with us. In me, his name means God is with us. So, back then, the reason why I'm saying this is shocking is because back then, Greek could never have thought that about, he could not never have thought that Jesus or God will put on a body form. Some Greek philosophers struggle with the idea. Even today, people still struggle with this, you know, Christmas idea, with Jesus being born, with remembering the birth of Jesus Christ. People are still struggling. Dr. Matthew Sinai is a scholar in Islam, and he was my former professor at the seminary, says that although Muslims have a great tenderness for Jesus, they find the nativity story miraculous. They still see the incarnation as simply an impossible concept. But we see here that Jesus is God with us. Jesus is God coming to us first as an unplanned pregnancy, then as a baby, and later as a 12-year-old boy, and then later as a teacher, and then as a condemned criminal, stripped naked on the cross, and then as the risen and ascended Lord. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people." Yes, in other words, he had to be made like his, you know, like us, like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a propitiation for the sins of the people. So friends, in your pain, you may be tempted to say, "God, you have no idea what I'm going through. You have no idea how bad I'm hurting." But God can respond, "Yes, I do." He can point to your wounds. Yes, he can point to your wounds, and he can point to his own and say, I've gone through the same. I have been there. I have been in your world." He has identified himself with us. He has been in our world. And he knows how we feel. He knows how we are grieving. He has been there. He is with us. He is Emmanuel. That is what Christmas is all about. Jesus is miraculously with us as our God. He is Emmanuel, the name above all names. No other name like that. What a name. What does Jesus' name imply? That Jesus saves us from our sins. Yes, we learn in verse 21 exactly what Jesus came to do. "She will keep birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." In Jesus, we have the solution for our sins. In Jesus, we have the solution for our sin. He went to the cross with our sins. And the cross is the solution. And he rose from the dead to give us new life. Yes, Jesus is the solution of our sin problems. Amen? Amen. Jesus came to save us from our sins when we were not even expecting him. He stepped to come to us. He broke into our space without our knowledge. Yes, his spirit is with us. He is following us even when we are not aware. And he convicts us. He convicts us of our sins. Do you know how it feels to have someone come to visit with you when you are not expecting? Somebody shows up. Maybe when the pastor visits you when you are not expecting. It can be embarrassing, isn't it? Most people will be a little embarrassed to have unexpected company come to visit their home, and when their home was not ready, maybe it was in a mess. I remember my family and I was staying at a hotel in Topeka, A couple of years ago, we had an annual conference. And so, you know, the kids had, we were staying, I was staying with my son and his friends and the other pastor in the room. And so we had ordered pizza from Pizza Hut, and there were Pizza Hut boxes there. There were Subway wrapping papers. There were McDonald's, even leftover food, wet towels on the floor. And this housekeeping lady came and knocked on the door. And I didn't know it was the housekeeping lady, so I opened the door, and she was there to come and clean the house. And, you know, I felt bad that I had not removed those things. And I told her, you know, I apologize a lot. I'm so sorry that the room is in a mess. The bed is not made. And so many things. And she said, it is for this reason that I'm here. To put this room in order. The Bible says, this is exactly what Jesus Christ came to do for us. To put our lives in order. He does not demand that we first do something, straighten up our mess. No. Instead, he offers to clean up for us. Jesus came into our world to save us from our sins. To clean up the mess we could not clean ourselves. The messes we have done in the past, and maybe the messes we can still be doing. Jesus is willing and ready to clean those messes. He came as a baby, but he can clean it. This is the reason that Jesus came, and that is why his name is above all names. His name is not like other names. It is a powerful name. He does powerful things. What a name. So as I close this morning, this is what Christmas is all about. Jesus is the unexpected. Miraculously with us, he is our God. And he wants to guide you through your daily life. He wants to guide you through even the future, through the coming year. At Christmas, love was made flesh, as you have heard from the music. And he can save us from sin. It is the reason we celebrate Christmas today. Not to celebrate other things, not gifts, not food. It is the reason Jesus coming down to identify himself with us and to forgive us our sins. It is the reason we celebrate the name above all other names. So as you give each other Christmas gifts this week, remember, love was made available at Christmas. As you enjoy Christmas dinner, remember, love was made flesh. And Jesus can save us from all our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we continue with our worshiping, worship with tithes and offering. May the ushers come forward. Thank you. Jesus, we want to thank you for this beautiful worship service, beautiful music that you have given us, and the message you have brought to us today. Thank you also for the visitors who came to worship with us. Thank you for the offerings that we have brought before you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything, and we commit the time and the days ahead of us. We pray that you watch over us. For those who will be traveling for the Christmas day, we pray for traveling masses. Lord Jesus, watch over us and keep us safe until we meet again. For I pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Receive the benediction. Receive. Go forth into the world and may the Lord bless you, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. And I wish you a Merry Christmas. Amen.